Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way, and say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear, your God will come, and he will come with vengeance, with divine retribution he will come to save you. Encouragement to persevere, encouragement to remember. Remember the works of God, the words of God, the authority of God, and who God is in your life and in the world. It and all things within are his to do with as he chooses, a concept we cannot fully understand, even more so today with the me mentality that we have. We deny that we are not our own. We deny that we can't have all things our way. And we deny that there are powers and principles and authorities in the heavenly realms that we can neither hear audibly nor see with our eyes, and yet they're there. They've been there through the generations. They are mentioned in records from around the world. They have become craftier through the generations, hiding and planning and deceiving. They are their father, the devil. We, by denying their existence, then continue in our blindness to deny that they have influence over us. By making light of who they are, we empower what they do. By not calling them out in their destructive ways, we encourage them to become bolder until that which was once hidden in the shadows is revealed, and the wanton recklessness it possesses becomes a spillover from the spiritual realm into the physical, and what we see, who we encounter, are not manifestations, images, or projections, but we come face to face with those who are the very essence of evil. Look around you today. There's no other way to explain the things being discussed for the future by resetting life as we now know it, or what is being done today to the young, the vulnerable, and the weak in body, mind, and spirit. Without the covering of the blood of Jesus, without the armor of God to equip, empower, and shield you, without acknowledging the Son of God as Savior and Lord, then you too can expect to know the vengeance of God for your denial of his Son. Come, he calls to you who are weary, who face every day the beatings, the thrashings of this world. Come, he says. Do not fear, be strong. I have overcome the world. You who are lonely, who face each day the pursuit of the voices you hear calling, encouraging, giving instruction to do harm to yourself and to others, Jesus says, come, follow me, walk with me. Do not fear the world. Your world trembles. Do not fear when the thunder rumbles. Your ears are being filled with deceit, the steady pounding of defeat and hopelessness. But come and follow me. Come and walk with me. Come into the fold. I am the good shepherd, and I will care and protect for you. What does a shepherd do for his flock, his sheep, those who will follow him? He gives them rest. Even in times of trouble, you can find that rest, because you know that you're never alone, and you will never have to face anything or figure it out if you are walking with the Lord and listening to his voice by being in prayer and in his word. The answers and the comfort that you seek, every one of them are in his word. He leads them to green pastures and quiet waters. He restores them, guides them, and keeps them safe. In this world filled with evil, wickedness, and death behind every door and every corner, the good shepherd calls out, come, follow me. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his strength, and do not fear. For I have overcome the world and death, and I hold the keys to death and Hades. And no greater power or authority is given to anyone other than what has been given to me by God the Father. Come, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Come, follow me. A promise was made to a people that a Messiah would come and set them free, and they would be called God's people, and he would be called their God. Jesus then left heaven to come and be a part of his creation, to be born of a virgin, born of flesh. God came to be with us, Emmanuel. His first coming was to save. His second coming will be to cleanse the earth of all unrighteousness, and this will include those whether they show wickedness and do evil things openly, or whether they strive to do good, but they deny the Son of God, Jesus, and they deny giving to him his due honor and glory by accepting the gift of his salvation and by being washed in his blood for the forgiveness of their sins. And then they walk with him here today in this life and in this time. Your God will come. Hear this, believer, and take it to heart. He will come with vengeance. Hear this, unbeliever, and take it to heart. With divine retribution, he will come with justice and righteousness. He will come to save you. Isaiah 25:9. In that day they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. This is the song of the believer who will not endure the wrath of God as revealed in the revelation of Jesus Christ, the 66th and the last book of the Bible, the final recorded words to the world, to the church, from God the Father and his anointed one, Jesus Christ. Too many will misplace their trust. They will look to another person to lead and guide them, to protect and provide for them. We see the building of this force through the recent events that have taken place and from which able-bodied people have been encouraged with payments to stay home, to not work, but to rely on others to fill the coffers and their bellies. And all the while, their time is fulfilled with entertainment. It is a cruel addiction, what is being offered. And many will not be able to think for themselves when those who hold the purse strings cut off the spigot and the money is no more, or the benefits are done away with. People no longer know how to support themselves, to grow food or acquire the basics of everyday life, and that will make them easy pickings when times start to get really hard. And those times are coming. They're written of in the very words of God. Psalm 146:3-4. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground, and on that day their plans come to nothing. A person is destined to physically return to the earth. Genesis 3:19. From dust you came, to dust you shall return. That is a process that cannot be changed, and there is no amount of science that is going to overrule the plans of God. There's only one who can save mankind, and he was not of the earth, but in it. He was crucified, died, and was buried, and on the third day he arose, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man. He arose as victor, as conqueror. Death could not hold him. It had no power over him, and he now is the firstborn of the dead, and he holds the keys to death and Hades. There is not, nor has there ever been another like him. There is not, nor has there ever been a way to a good life, a righteous life without him. For without him there is no real, true good in anyone, no righteousness, because all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God. And it's not enough to be created in the image of God, but one must be filled with the character of God, the spirit and holy righteousness of God, for that is what defines a child of God, born into the family of God and set apart from the world while yet in it. Only through Christ Jesus can this be accomplished. A mortal man, a man of dust, cannot save. He has not the power, the authority, nor the love of God in him. He will serve first to protect his own life and interests. And he will, like a snake oil salesman, hawk his wares, making promises he knows he can't keep, and he will hide his true focus, his own prosperity. And you are merely a tool or a hurdle he must use or jump over to achieve the desires of his heart. Psalm 32:16-17 says, no king is saved by the size of his army. How many people follow or believe him? It goes on, no warrior escaped by his great strength, by force, by seduction, by coercion. These things will not elevate him other than in his own mind. And when things fall apart, when division becomes a chasm too wide to cross, when chaos descends, he too will become a victim of what he created, and there will be nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and nothing to stop what the Lord will bring to completion. You can run, but you'll not run fast enough. Nor will you find a hiding place secure and safe enough to withstand what is coming. Strength and might, the armies of the world, will not defeat the Creator of the world. They too are going down, and there's no pun intended. Only one stands on the mountaintops, overlooking the valleys, the hills, the oceans, the world, and sees everything. Only one is able to use the world as his footstool. Only one who is great enough, big enough, strong enough, and has authority to save and come with a vengeance, with righteous judgment. Only one can be called Lord of heaven and earth. And his name is Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord, seek his face, seek the forgiveness he offers you, the life he has planned for you, and the path that will lead you home. And be sure of this one thing, he's coming back. And you will either be found standing with him or against him. There is no middle ground, and there will be no sitting this one out. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day life or death. The choice is yours.